Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
No fear. No political correctness. No wokeism. You're listening to Underground USA.
Here's this morning's segment on the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, as broadcast on the Salem and Genesis Communications Networks to over 2 million people each and every night across the world.
Joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, and the longest contributor to this show, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. That's UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And I understand you had a great weekend up there, and that's a good thing because the rain all went away from you, I think.
No, we got a few sprinkles, but we didn't get nailed, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, that storm went the other way, and that's good. Good luck on that one. It's going to be bad enough where it's going, as far as rain, anyway. By the way, you know what the significance of today is, Frank?
Remind me.
It's the opening day of alligator season in Florida.
Yes, it's a big day. It's
yes, it is. And sometimes you see some pretty big gators being harvested.
Sometimes you just see some pretty big gators.
Yeah, running the other way saying, they're shooting at me. All right, well, speaking of shooting, over the weekend, Donald Trump posted on Truth Social. He says, oh, great. It's just been learned that the FBI, is in its infamous raid of Mar-a-Lago, took boxes of privileged attorney-client material and also executive privileged material, which they knowingly should have never taken.
Yeah, you've got to kind of wonder what was in that material. And the more that this lingers in someone's mind to ponder about, it almost looks like a preemptive strike. Mm-hmm. It almost sounds as if there was information in there that was legitimate for Donald Trump to have, mm-hmm. that the powers that be didn't want him to have.
Yep.
And it had nothing to do with classified information from the Oval Office
on
nuclear weaponry.
Nope.
It had something to do with information that would have a nuclear type of ring mm-hmm. inside the deep state.
Yep.
That's where my mind's going on this now, because the overkill to go get that and the fact that they took things that they knew, that a freshman FBI agent knew that they shouldn't take, that's where this is smelling for me.
Well, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, because where it went south for me was when I saw what they were doing and what was on that list. And I had the list of the warrants, you know, the different things were there. And then I saw what they took, and some of what they took didn't match what was on the warrant.
Yeah, they were doing a Sandy Berger. That's what I'm feeling here. A Sandy Berger was executed there by Merrick Garland for the powers that be. Now Merrick Garland's going to be a superhero in those circles now, so he's not going anywhere. Even though there's impeachment. Someone mentioned the word impeachment and his name.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is bringing charges against him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see that she did that, even if it's not going to go anywhere, because it reminds people that people in positions like Merrick Garland, mm-hmm. they can be impeached. We don't have to stomach people like that who have politicized offices that shouldn't be politicized. So People just need to remember that. We have the power to remove people like Merrick Garland through the impeachment process. That said, we also have the ability to remove Supreme Court justices for future reference when we get like another Ruth Bader Ginsburg on there,
mm-hmm.
who's completely activist and not having fidelity to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They can be impeached as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, even if the documents were declassified, that may be irrelevant at the moment because the statutes allow the FBI to cast the broadest net so that they can go hook somebody like Donald Trump on something. And I think that's what they were trying to do.
Oh, I have no doubt. I think they were double-dipping on that measure.
All right, my friend, hold the fort. Folks are coming right back with more into Captain's America Third Watch and Frank Silvato, too, from UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there. Check it out.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
American Express, investigated by the U.S. government, caught processing a Soviet-era politician's dirty money, paid hundreds of millions in fines for deceiving customers. Rather than clean up their act, American Express has gone woke. Employees say people are promoted and told to offer lower premiums based on race. Amex administered critical race theory training that told employees capitalism is racist. American Express, serve your customers, not woke politicians. Visit unamericanexpress.com.
This message was paid for by Consumers Research, a 501c3 educational advocacy group. To learn more, log on to consumersresearch.org.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And hello and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. A special shout out to all the folks listening to us in the Delmarva area on our great affiliate there in the middle of the peninsula of Maryland. And yeah, you can hear us over there in D.C. We had a call last week, from the Baltimore, Maryland area too, from a listener listening to us on that station going back and forth in a truck. All right, back to Frank Silvato. From UndergroundUSA.com, and hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, you can't make this stuff up, no matter how hard you try. And we sit here, and we've got Liz Cheney. Now, last week, we heard that Liz Cheney's husband and his law firm represented Hunter Biden in the DOJ's grand jury probe. Over the weekend, did you hear who endorsed Liz Cheney?
And it was a very odd name to hear endorsing Liz Cheney.
Al Franken.
Yeah.
Al Franken.
Yeah, there's just something unholy about everything that's surrounding Liz Cheney right now.
Yeah.
You know, from going from one of the stars of the Republican circles to have fallen this far lets you know that something just isn't right in the state of Denmark.
Well, she's trailing by well over 30 points and climbing, not getting smaller, but climbing.
Her dad pulled out all the stops with the apparatus in that state. That's what that was. But there's no salvaging her in the eyes of Republicans now.
No.
If she would have cast her lot and explained herself with the J6 committee, that she was drafted, there was really nothing she could do, she's just fulfilling her duties as a congressperson, that would have been one thing. But the caustic rhetoric and the sheer hatred she has for Donald Trump, that sealed her fate right there.
Yeah.
There's no way she's getting reelected because you need that Trump base in Wyoming in order to get elected. I'm not talking about even, you know, there are certain factions of the Republican Party in that state who probably still will vote for her.
Right.
Because they just won't stomach not voting or voting for a Democrat or voting for someone else who hasn't been elevated to the level of a Cheney in that state.
Correct.
But the Trump base, no way. They're not going to vote for her, and that gives you a loss in that state across the board.
Well, I met a lot of interesting people at the gun show over the weekend on Saturday in Sarasota, and I ran into several people who identified themselves as Democrats. They're regular listeners to the program, and they said that it's not just me, but they've been watching what their party's been doing, and they agreed. They said their party has left them. So they are no longer Democrats, and there were several of them, about 8 or 10 of them, that strolled by me that said that. And they said, no, our party has left us. We can no longer, it's not the Democratic Party that was around 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. So they're no longer Democrats. They are probably middle of the road. I'd call them like a blue dog, if there was such a thing, a blue dog Republican.
Yeah, there are more people who are in that squishy middle who are either not identifying, saying they're undeclared, or declaring themselves as independents. And this is something that you and I have been talking about for ever since Obama got into office.
That's right.
Was that the progressives have hijacked the Democrat Party. They're a completely different animal than the Democrats. If they were honest people, and they're not, they would have formed their own party and stayed pure. Instead, just like roaches to an old building that isn't treated correctly, they've invaded the Democrat Party and hijacked it. Mm-hmm. And we've been saying for years, over certain issues that were egregious and radically far left, that this is a perfect wedge issue for Republicans. Republicans should be driving a wedge between the Democrats and the progressives. And this is another example. This point in time, with the entirety of what the Biden administration is doing, this is another perfect opportunity for driving a wedge between true and honest Democrats and disingenuous, Janus-faced progressives.
Yep.
It would put the progressives back in the box. You would start to see bipartisan legislation actually just stampeding out of Washington, because honest, true, old-fashioned Democrats you can talk to and compromise with.
Yep.
Progressives don't want to compromise on anything. If you don't see things their way, you have to be destroyed.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they do. We're seeing that with their raid on Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
They don't want him to run. They can't beat him at the polls unless they steal elections. So they must destroy the man.
Yep.
That's progressives. That's yep. not Democrats. So the Democrats that walked up to you, bravo. You've got to start a movement to peel yourselves away from the cancer in your party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a little message here that just came in from Sally in Tallahassee. She's our Tallahassee Lassie. Now, she says, Captain, I've been listening to you for a number of years. I got away from the Democratic Party when Gillum arrived on the scene and made a fool out of all of us. There was an embarrassment to be from Tallahassee, because the first thing they uttered was the name Gillum. Now, the question is, who cares more for their voters, the Democrats or the Republicans? It appears the Democratic Party is pandering to outside interests more than the Republicans.
Talk about an astute observation, Sally. It's one of the most intelligent comments I've heard in a very, very long time. But to answer your question, neither. The national parties pander all the way around to outside sources, the special interests, the whole shot. That's why all politics needs to be local.
Yep.
If we all take care of our own backyards, pretty soon our communities are taken care of.
Yep.
And if our communities are taken care of, our counties are taken care of.
Yep.
And if our counties are taken care of, our states are taken care of.
Yep.
Pretty soon, you've got 50 states like Florida run by Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. Absolutely, positively right.
Mm-hmm. So, Sally, bravo, great comment, and I hope you keep sharing your thoughts with your friends who happen to have a D or used to have a D behind their names, because they need to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and again, you're absolutely right. Now, the 2022 midterm elections are 88 days away, or maybe a little bit less than that, because this was yesterday. So let's say they're 87. Republicans still have a 3-point lead in their bid to recapture control of the House and the Senate. Hopefully they'll hang on to it.
Well, hopefully is the good word there. Republicans have a track record of shooting themselves in the foot at the last minute.
Ditto. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more. Frank Silvato will be back for another segment right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Handcrafted exotic blend teas at the lowest shipping cost anywhere. Hi, I'm CJ, owner of the Emerald Coast Tea Company. We ship our premium gourmet blends with Sindel, offering you the lowest shipping prices anywhere, while also being carbon neutral. Excellent tea at the right price. Check us out at www.emeraldcoastteacompany.com. Honey, this ain't your mom's tea.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Right, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to read something that came from the DHS and the FBI on Friday. It's a bolo they put out. It says, and I quote, "The FBI and DHS have observed an increase in threats to federal law enforcement and, to a lesser extent, other law enforcement and government officials following the FBI's recent execution of a search warrant in Palm Beach, Florida." Now, the joint bulletin went on to say, "These threats are occurring primarily online and across multiple platforms, including social media sites, web forums, video sharing platforms, and image boards. The FBI and DHS would like to ensure that law enforcement, court, and government personnel are aware of the range of threats and criminal and violent incidents." Now, we do know what happened in, Cincinnati? But
yeah.
That one guy, yeah.
Up in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a snowflakey shot across the bow. It's very snowflakey. They don't like to take criticism, so they call it a threat.
Yep.
And people were right to criticize what they did. It was not only over the top, it's suspect to whether it's legal or not.
Right.
And if you don't get to criticize your government, which is enshrined into the First Amendment, it's called the right to redress your government.
Uh-huh.
If you don't get to criticize your government, then we don't live in a free country. So the fact that the DHS and the FBI put out this joint statement is very concerning, even if it is snowflakey. They shouldn't be warning against people exercising free speech at all. If they were honest... And they're not. If they were honest, they would have said it's an isolated incident up in Ohio. We understand that there's people who are upset in this country. We urge them to keep their anger and their criticism within the boundaries of the law. But they would have been even hypocritical then, because they did nothing when Antifa and BLM were destroying property and attacking people in Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Houston, Dallas, Miami, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
If they were honest and they were applying the law equally across the board, they would have taken action and people would have been incarcerated in large numbers for what Antifa and BLM did during their summer of love.
Yeah.
But for them to put out a bolo about an incident where somebody was snapped and went off, and, you know, that's, he paid the price for that.
Yep.
But to try to intimidate people who are exercising their First Amendment right, not only of free speech, but to redress government when the government is in the wrong, snowflakey overreach.
Mm-hmm.
It's thin-skinned overreach that is tantamount to a threat to people not to exercise their First Amendment rights. That can't stand.
Now, very quickly, I want to remind everybody that if you want to see Governor Ron DeSantis, he is coming to Sarasota this coming Sunday, August the 21st, he will be down there at the, let me see, I think they call it Saib. He'll be down there at the Saib Shrine Event Center on North Beneva Road in Sarasota. They were going to think about putting him in the Robarts Arena, but they decided to go to the smaller venue because that seats 500 people. It's first come, first serve in the seating. So you want to get over and take a look. Governor DeSantis coming to Sarasota. The DeSantis Education Rally. It's a free ticket. Doesn't cost you nothing if you want to be there and listen to what the governor has to say. Okay, that's next Sunday, by the way.
I'll tell you, that guy, he is a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Beck had him on his program, and he made Glenn Beck quiet.
I told,
because he just wanted to listen to the guy, because that's how much of a rock star he is.
I told the managers that were working, both of them were working on Saturday at the gun show in Sarasota, I told them, I says, I don't understand for the life of me why Governor DeSantis wouldn't have come here. They would have filled the place.
Well, he's a smart politician. He is reaching out to demographics that normally wouldn't be his corner. By talking about education, he is making inroads into a demographic that's usually controlled by unions and the left.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are so upset about what's going on in education, he's taking the opportunity mm-hmm. to make inroads into that demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And when those people wake up, the game is over for the unions mm-hmm. in education.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone line. We've got, let me see, first caller up is Mary, I think. Is that you?
Good morning. I'm glad you brought Governor DeSantis up because he was a JAG warrior in the Navy. Now, there's a boatload of people out there, and unless they've been in the military, they don't realize that there's a whole other code of justice out there called the UCMJ.
Universal Code of Military Justice.
But a lot of people don't know about that, and a lot of things are different under that code. They're faster, they're more fast-tracked, and there's a lot of those laws that are being broken these days.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into one of those lawyers that have been there, you should see tons of UCMJ books behind them. So I would just like to say, there's a difference between criminal law and UCMJ, and people don't know about it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, one more call, Frank. I'll try to get this real quick. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky again.
What's up in Michigan?
Not much. We still got a Democrat running it, and they ain't nothing but Bravo Sierra.
Well, here's what you need to do. Get your friends out to vote. The more of us versus the less of them, the better off you are, right?
Yeah, and them idiots, if they want to come and get me, they better be ready for it.
All right, David. I got to go back to Frank because we're running out of time. Thank you for your call. Okay. Well, a couple of different perspectives there, Frank.
Carpe diem up in Michigan.
Yep.
As to Mary's point, the more you know about the law, no matter what jurisdiction you're in, the better you are. And the
right.
fact that, that DeSantis is Yale and Harvard trained, just gives them a more well-rounded figure. Now, the code of justice when it comes to the military can't be applied to the civilians. It's just the way it is. But if they're not enforcing the code of justice in the military circles, then the military circles are joining the civilian circles where law has a two-tiered to three-tiered to four-tiered system and is hypocritical at times. That's just, it seems to be endemic in the United States where the rule of law is being compromised because, well, we just don't feel like it. That's why it was so important what Ron DeSantis did when he said, oh, really, state's attorney?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be prosecuting laws that are on the books? Well, then we're going to remove you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a very important thing to have Ted done because it gets rid of Soros attorneys.
Yep, you are right, and I look forward to talking to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. And coming right up, we've got the sports quarterback himself, the sports zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. I know he's going to talk about the almost no-hitter yesterday with the Rays. And I know he's going to talk about the almost win by the Buccaneers with the third-string quarterback, who now, I guess, is temporarily the starter till Brady gets back. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Please like the episode on the platform you're listening to us on, leave a comment if it lets you, and share us with your friends and family. Our influence grows when you share our podcast. And don't forget to sign up for our Substack, which comes directly to you, subverting the interference of the internet gatekeepers and social media censors. You're listening to Underground USA. My name is Frank Salvato. We'll be right back after this.
This podcast is a production of the Compass Point Group.
Hey, this is Judson Carroll of the Southern Appalachian Herbs Podcast. My new book, Growing Your Survival Herb Garden for Preppers, Homesteaders, and everyone else, is really for everyone. No matter where you live, whether you're in a homeowners association or you have a nice big farm, or even if all you have is a balcony and an apartment, you can grow the herbs you need for your health, for your family's health, and be ready to face any circumstance that comes your way. I make growing herbs easy, practical, and fun, actually. So look for this book. It's on Amazon if you want a print copy, or you can contact me directly for an ebook. Find me at judsoncarroll.com. Thanks, and I know you'll enjoy this.